family of Liam Farrell from Bruce contacted me with regard to the findings of the recent inquest into the death of their father. And I have to say that I'm concerned by the findings, and particularly the view of the former Northern Ireland pathologist, who himself considered that Mr. Farrell had been the subject of an assault before his death. Now, clearly in the intervening period, the family hoped that they would make progress with the Gardaí in dealing with outstanding issues, but they've come back to me now telling me that they do not simply have confidence in the inquiry that's taken place, and they would like a new independent inquiry by a separate team to be launched, a separate team of investigators. So I have to respect the family view. I hold the view that, you know, the rule of law is central to our activities in Europe and here in Ireland. We must have confidence in the Gardaí and in the police. And that's the reason why I've referred this issue back to the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, asking him to act and to take every measure necessary to ensure the Farrell family get their answers and that we all can have confidence in this inquiry.
And do you yourself, Ciarán, have confidence in the ongoing Garda investigation into Liam Farrell's death?
I have serious questions to ask about the circumstances under which Liam Farrell lost his life. And the reason I have those issues and those questions is that I have been shown by the family photographs of Mr. Farrell, which were taken after his death. And it seems to me that many of his injuries are just inexplicable. And, you know, when the Gardaí suggest to the family that to advance for answers on this, they're going to bring in a specialist from the UK with regard to dogs and investigate the possibility that a dog removed Mr. Farrell's shoes and socks after his death. I find this deeply concerning. Especially coming at this stage in the investigation. We must have confidence in the inquiry. The Farrell family do not have confidence in the inquiry, and therefore I think the right thing to do is to ask the Minister for Justice to act on this before it goes any further and appoint a new separate team of inquiry.